You're listening to a Mint podcast brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Good morning, listeners. Welcome to Top of the Morning by Mint, your weekday newscast that brings you five major stories from the world of business. It's Monday, May 6th, 2024. My name is Nelson John. Let's get started.
Top of the Morning by Mint.
Summer is here and it's vacation time in India. Despite the sweltering heat waves and steep airfares, air travel reached a daily peak in April and it looks like it's going to soar even higher through May and June. Interestingly, the extreme heat hasn't deterred travelers. Destinations traditionally known for their warmth are also attracting tourists. According to industry insiders, who spoke to Mint's aviation correspondent Anush Sharma, the high demand has maintained elevated airfares. Alok Bajpai, CEO of IXIGO, said that there has been no declines in bookings due to the heat wave. In fact, flight searches for May have surged to record highs, with domestic and international flight searches for May and June up 20% and 70%. This uptick in travel is supported by a shift in the mindset of Indian travelers post-COVID, with more frequent travel becoming the norm, helped by the increase in airport accessibility and budget-friendly options. Tata Group's Titan, the popular watchmaker, is gearing up to appoint a new CEO, marking only the fourth time in its 40-year history that it has done so. Currently led by C.K. Venkataraman, Titan is considering three internal candidates for his successor. Venkataraman, set to retire next October when he turns 65, took the helm on 1st of October 2019. He has been granted an extension until the end of December 2025. According to an insider who spoke with Mint's Varun Sood, the candidates in the running are Ajoy Chawla, CEO of the jewelry division which generates 81% of Titan's revenue, Subarna Mitra, CEO of Watches and Wearables, and Soumen Bhoumik, who leads the eye care segment. Chawla appears to be the front runner due to his significant impact on revenue, although Mitra being appointed would mark the first time a woman has taken the CEO role at Titan. Titan started as a watchmaker in a joint venture between Tamil Nadu Industrial Development Corp. and the Tatas in 1984 and has grown into a diversified lifestyle company. Despite the expansion into new business areas like eyewear and perfumes, jewelry remains its core revenue driver. Having an opinion or protesting for a cause you believe in may cost you your job if you are a student participating in protests across US universities. Recently, campuses like Columbia University, UCLA, Yale, University of Wisconsin-Madison, and University of Arizona have been buzzing with protests over Israel's actions in Gaza. The protests have taken an occasional violent turn, necessitating police intervention. However, the problem for students seemed to be a much bigger one. Recruiters are taking notice of students participating in these demonstrations. Companies are wary of recruiting them, fearing they might struggle to integrate into a workplace where individual viewpoints are often superseded by that of the group, and one must know how to keep their opinions in check. Even Google's in the mix. Having let go of employees who protested against its business deals over political issues, Mint's workplace correspondent Devina Sen Gupta spoke to consulting firms responsible for hiring and HR heads who said they would like to maintain their distance from anyone with political leanings. One senior executive even said that the protesters would end up with a blotch on their resume. 2024 has been a blockbuster year for TV news channels, starting strong with the Ram Temple consecration ceremony in January, which spiked viewership and ad rates up to four times for a 10-second spot. Now with the ongoing elections, channels are gearing up for even bigger gains. They've lined up everything from on-the-ground reporting and expert panels to interviews with key political figures and special election shows. It's all about covering every angle of the national and regional political scenes. And media experts are expecting a 25 to 30% bump in viewership during the two-month election period ending on June 4th. Advertising spending is anticipated to be massive, reports Mint's media and entertainment correspondent Lata Jha. Group M predicts spending of 1,500 to 2,000 crore rupees across various media, with sectors like FMCG, automobiles and building materials leading the charge in a bid to capture audience attention. Lata also spoke with executives from major news networks, all of whom expected a steady rise in their ad revenues. When HDFC Bank introduced Eva, their AI-driven customer service chatbot 7 years ago, it was limited to answering simple queries. Today, Eva has evolved to perform complex tasks like issuing credit card statements and booking fixed deposits. As Eva learns from each interaction, the role of AI in customer service deepens. With HDFC Bank now automating a significant portion of their 30 million monthly interactions. The shift towards AI-driven solutions is evident across various sectors. For example, Voltas and Panasonic India are increasingly relying on bots for customer engagement, leading to a reduction in human-operated call centers. This transformation, fueled by advancements in AI, is reshaping the $120 to $130 billion global contact center industry, projected to contract within the next few years. AI not only streamlines operations, but also allows human agent to focus on more complex issues, potentially leading to considerable cost savings. However, the rapid adoption of AI poses challenges, including regulatory hurdles and the need for a human touch in certain situations. Despite the efficiency of AI, there is a growing understanding that a blended model, combining human expertise with AI efficiency, is essential. Mint's Shelley Singh examines the rising use of bots for customer services and how their use could cut down on the outsourcing pie. We'd love to hear your feedback on this podcast. Let us know by writing to us at feedback@lifemint.com. You may send us feedback, tips, or anything that you feel we should be covering from your vantage point in the world of business and finance. That's all for today. Thank you for listening. We'll be back tomorrow with a fresh episode of Top of the Morning. Have a nice day.
Top of the Morning by Mint.